Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted. And there is nothing you can't do. O Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified, O Lord. Be magnified. O be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can't do. Lift up your voice and worship Him. O Lord, our eyes are on you. Be magnified. O Lord, be magnified. Worship Him tonight. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted. And there is nothing you can do. O Lord, our eyes are on you. Be magnified, my God. Be magnified. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So will you lift our holy hands in one accord. Singing, blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Adore Him. Who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift our holy hands in one accord. Oh, singing, blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You live forever. Your name is ever great. You are the power before time began. Iye na na ne na mani ala duali. Manania, worship Him in the spirit tonight. Ya la dabalia, manana na 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 na. You live forever. Your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. Forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. You reign forever. You and they be seven great, worshipping inside out. You are the weeks that before time began. Na 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 no si ala bara na 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 na. Rebe de bere de ze ze ge de bele bede bele bede da. Rabada balabada da da galali na 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 na. Mende de le brege de ze ze liya da barabada. Strip me of the pride of this world, so that I can see you clearly. Teach me, Lord, to know your way and know your will. Lord, I want to know you more than I ever know you. Teach me, Lord, to know your way and know your world. Read me, Lord, read me of the pride of this world, so that I can see you clearly. Teach me, Lord, to know your way and know your will. Read me, Lord, read me of the pride of this world, so that I can see you clearly. Teach me, Lord, to know your way and know your way. I want to know you more than my song. I want to know you more than my sermon. Oh, I want to know you more than my song. I want to know you more than my sermon. Oh, I want to know you more than myself. I want to know you more than myself. Lord, I want to know you. Lord, I want to know you. So I am your own. I am your own. Till the day you will come, Jesus, I am your. I am your own. Jesus, I am your own. Tell him. Till the day you will come, Jesus, I am your own. I am your own. I am your own, oh. See the day you will come, Jesus, I am your own. Pray tonight and ask the Lord that he will help you to be upright, be able to seek him in the spirit and in truth, as it is written in John chapter 4, verse 24, that you'll be able to seek him in spirit and in truth. Lift up your voice tonight and tell him, Father, help me to serve you in spirit and in truth, because that is the kind of people the Father is looking for in this hour. Pray to him and ask him, Lord, we pray and ask, Lord, help us continuously to stay upright in the name of Jesus and stay aright with you, with your word and your spirit, in the name of Jesus, every day of our lives, every day of our lives, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. You know, there's this song I'll be playing and be playing again and again. Now the song have three important points which I also want us to pray with now. The first one is that we are going to pray that the Lord will rescue our soul from the contaminations of this world. From the contaminations of this world. Now, when you go outside, there is a lot of pollution. There's a lot of contamination.
that even after the study, various studies you have undergone in your secret place, if you are not mindful enough, your heart can be swayed to forget about what you have learned about God and start having a different confession when you go outside there. Why? Because the outside is so contaminated. So contaminated. So lift up your voice tonight and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, rescue my soul. Rescue my soul, Lord. Rescue my soul from the contaminations of this world. Rescue my soul, deliver my soul, save my soul, salvage my soul, Lord, from the contaminations of this world. Contaminations of this world. Contaminations of greed. Contaminations of strife. Contaminations of envy. Contaminations of jealousy. Contaminations of sexual immorality. Contaminations of all acts of ungodliness and unrighteousness and unfaithfulness. Father, deliver my soul. Father, deliver my soul. Father, deliver my soul. Oh Lord, my God, deliver my soul. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Now, the second point is this. We are also going to pray that the Lord God Almighty will help to guide, all right? We help to guide our thoughts, guide our intention, guide our imagination to fit into His plans for our lives, to fit into His thought for our thoughts, to fit into His imagination for our own imagination. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray tonight. Father, we pray that you help to guide our thoughts. Guide our thought life. Protect our thought life. In the name of Jesus, deliver our thoughts. Deliver our soul from wrong meditation. Why there are different kinds of meditation in the world. When you go outside, you go on the internet, there are a lot of things that people meditate upon. But for you, pray, because you have been given just one thing to meditate upon, and that is the word of God. From that word come, yes, things that are pure. From that word come things that are righteous. From that word come things that are holy. From that word come things that are pure, things that are acceptable before the sight of God. So pray that the Lord God will help you to meditate on these things, not on the things of this world. Not of the things of this world. There is lust in the world. There is perversion, yes, in the world. But there is goodness. There is uprightness. There is purity. It's a follow peace with all men. Follow peace. And this peace can only be accomplished. It can only be derived from the right thoughts that we have. That's the only way we can follow peace with all men. And he said, without holiness, there is no man that can see God. So let us pray, Father, guide our thoughts, guide our intention, guide our motive. Let our motive be right always before you. Let our motive be right before you. Let our motive not be for greed. Let our motive not be for covetousness. In the name of Jesus, let it not be, yes, for urgent and immediate satisfaction that causes the heart of man to be burnt with fire. Father, Lord God Almighty, help us. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Then we are going to pray the last point. The last point is that we pray that the Lord should guard our hearts. Will guard our hearts from the corruptions of this world. From the corruptions of this world. Oh, Lord God, help us. From the corruptions of this world. You know, he said in Matthew chapter 24, he said, the Lord will shorten the days. Why? Because of the elect. That if not, that the Lord should shorten the days, that even the elect themselves will be deceived. And that is the days that we are in, the last days. It's evident in Matthew chapter 24. And it's evident in the world today that many were once burning for Christ. Many of them are moving from the way of Christ into the way of the world, into the way of the Antichrist, into the way of those who are opposing the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord God help us in the name of Jesus. He said, let him that thinks he stand, take heed, lest he fall. Let him take heed. Let him take heed. Pray tonight, Father, Lord God, help us in the name of Jesus. Help us in faith to stand without allowing the corruptions of this world to take lead in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Madia debe 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 dia dos debe debe roko to 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 rebe debe 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 lebe debe 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 los zibro debe de baraka seglege siya nama 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 nama. In the days of economic degradation, in the days of economic downturn, in the days of economic turmoil, in the days of shortages, the devil have a way of coming into our heart with a subtlety just to make sure that our heart is driven away from the things of God. So you pray tonight that Father, guard my heart, guard my heart, guard my heart. The Proverbs said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23, it said, guard your heart with all diligence. For out of it springs the issues of life. For out of it comes the issues of life. For out of it comes the makeup of man's life. Father, help me to guard my heart. Help me by your word. Help me by your word. Lord, help me by your word. That Lord King of glory, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, will become a reality daily in my life. Will become a reality in my life daily. Will become a reality of my life daily. That Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, become my meditation all day long. Will become my meditation all day long. Thank you, Father. Give God praise tonight. Magnify the name of the Lord. Worship him. Adore him. Reverence his name. Give him all the glory. Worship the name of our Lord. We believe he will help. Our God will help us. Our God is able to help us. The same way he helped Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he helped Daniel, he helped the children of Israel through the wilderness for 40 years. He will do it again. Our case is not exceptional. No matter what we have been through and will be going through soon, the Lord is going to help us and help us to remain steadfast and help us to remain faithful so that we'll keep pressing toward the goal. We'll keep pressing to attain the calling which he has called us. Thank you, Lord. We bless be your name, Lord. Bless be your name. We bless your name, Father. Be thou glorified. Be thou glorified. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise Master Jesus. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Our God is a great and mighty God. The Lord is good. As this message is coming, you will receive your healing. For those that are waiting on the Lord for healing, you'll be healing your spirit. You will heal in your soul. And you'll be healed in your body. In the name of Jesus, the life of Christ will flow through your blood now and begin to set things aright that were once not right with you. In the name of Jesus, we begin to set them right now. In the name of Jesus, there's going to be an infusion coming from the word of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the lame will walk as the message is going. In the name of Jesus, captivities, burdens, yes, for those that are brokenhearted, listening to this message, there will be a lifting in your soul. There will be a lifting. There will be a lifting in your soul. Why? Because the light has come, and the light that is in Christ, and Christ in the light, and Christ is the light. Yeah, that light is going to bring you out of every frustration and confusion this week, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I'm going to be sharing a very short message with us now from the book of 2 Kings chapter 6. All right, my emphasis is going to be on verse 27 of 2 Kings chapter 6. Okay, so the title of Our message tonight is God, my only source of help. All right? God, my only source of help. Now, the people of the world have a source of help. And we that are also in the kingdom of God also have our own source of help. God, my only source of help. God, my only source of help. Now let's read. I'm going to be reading from two translations like we normally do, just to make sure we have a better understanding and a free flow of study. Now I'm going to be reading from NIV. Now you turn with me to 2 Kings chapter 6. I'm going to be reading from verse 1. All right. Now I want to also encourage each and every one of you. These days we have smartphones. You can get as many translations on your phone as you want. All right, it's available on Play Store. You can get different translations. We thank God for the internet, so you can get on your Bible. It's not wrong for you to read from your Bible. All right, so when you are going to listen to the message, like as you are going to listen to right now, what you do is that you put your phone on a flight mode, okay, so as to avoid those pop-up and those stuff that will be coming up. All right, so what you do is to place your phone on a flight mode. And please don't forget to share our podcast, all right, available on this platform, okay. We are available on Spotify. So you can follow us on Spotify, right? The Lost Friedman Ministries sermon. So when you search for our message on Spotify, so you see our messages there. Okay, so you can click on the button to share. You can listen. You can also comment and follow. You can ask questions, right? For those in Nigeria and for those in Europe and those in America, various from different countries. All right, feel free to ask your question, and we believe God will help us to give answers to your questions. All right, so share with your friends, share the link with your family, share it on different social media platforms that you are in, and as you do so, the Lord will continue to bless you. Hallelujah, praise God. So NIV, we're going to be reading from 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 1. So I'll read from NIV. I'm also going to read from TLB, the Living Bible. All right, let's go. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. The company, verse 1, the company of the prophet said to Elisha, "Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us. Let us go to the Jordan, where each of us can get a pool, and let us build a place there for us to live." And he said, "Go." Then one of them said, "Won't you please come with your servants?" "I will," Elisha replied, and he went with them. They went to the Jordan and began to cut down trees. As one of them was cutting down a tree, the iron ass head fell into the water. "Oh my God," he cried out, "it was borrowed." The man of God asked, "Where did it fall?" When he showed him the place, Elisha cut a stick and threw it there and made the iron float. "Lift it out," he said. Then the man reached out his hand and took it. Now the king of Aram was at war with Israel. After conferring with his officers, he said, "I will set up my camp in such and such a place." The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, "Beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there." So the king of Israel, verse 10, now checked on the place indicated by the man of God time and again. Elisha warned the king so that he was on his guard in such places. Verse 11, this enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, will you not tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel? None of us. Verse 12, my king, my lord the king, said one of his officers, but Elisha the prophet, who is in Israel, says the king of Israel, the very words you speak in your bedroom. Go find out where he is, the king orders, so I can send men and capture him. The report came back. He is in Dothan. Okay, that was the report that the man came to give him. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force there. They went by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh my Lord, what shall we do? The servant asks. Don't be afraid, verse 16, the prophet said. The prophet answered, those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes and looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. As the enemy came down towards him, Elisha prayed to the Lord, strike these people with blindness. So he struck them with blindness as Elisha had asked. Elisha told them, this is not the road and this is not the city. Follow me and I will lead you to the man you are looking for. And he led them to Samaria. After they entered the city, Elisha said, Lord, open the eyes of these men so they can see. Then the Lord opened their eyes and they looked, and there they were inside Samaria. When the king of Israel saw them, he asked Elisha, shall I kill them, my father? Elisha, shall I kill them, my father? Verse 22, do not kill them. He answered, would you kill men you have captured with your own sword or bow? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink and then go back to their master. Verse 23, so he prepared a great feast for them, and after they had finished eating and drinking, he sent them away and they returned to their master. So the bands from Aram stopped raiding Israel's territory. Sometime later, Ben-Hadad, king of Aram, mobilized his entire army and marched up and laid siege to Samaria. There was a great famine. Look at verse 25. There was a great famine in the city. The siege lasted so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of a cab of seed pods for 5 shekels. Verse 26. As the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried to him, help me, my lord the king. Verse 27, my emphasis. The king replied, if the Lord does not help you, where can I get help for you? From the threshing floor, from the wine press. So he was not asking the woman, where can I get these things for you? Where can I get all these things you are asking for? You see, now let's read again from verse 25. He said, there was a great famine in the city. The siege lasted so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of a cup of seed pot for 5 shekels. As the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, the woman cried to him, help me, my lord, the king. Then he now replied, the king replied, if the Lord does not help you, where can I get help for you? From the threshing floor, from the wine press. Now let me read that from Amplified of verse 27. He said, for if he does not help you, no, let the Lord help you. From where can I get you help? Out of the threshing floor or out of the wine press? Now let's look at the Message Bible. He answered, if God won't help you, where on earth can I go for help? I like that. If God won't help you, where on earth can I go for help? To the granary, to the diary. All right, let's read from NLT. That's the last one I'm going to use there. If the Lord doesn't help you, what can I do? He retorted, I have neither food nor wine to give you. Praise God. Now, I want to narrow this to the problems we have in our world today. The challenges that we are facing today across the various continents of the world. The economic downturn that we are having in our nation today is not too different from what we have in other nations of the world. But thank God our case has not gotten to what we have in the 2 Kings chapter 6. All right? The US economy system became so porous, became so bad, that no man could even afford to help his own family member. Talk less of having to help an outsider. The economic system was so bad to the point that money lose its value in that day. Nothing tangible they could do with money. Why? Because there was lack of substance in the land, like what we have in our nation today. No matter the amount of money you have today, the money can hardly get you the amounts or product that will be proportional to the money you have invested in that product. So in such a system, we can actually say that money is failing. Government is failing because citizens originally look to governments, which they have voted into the various public offices, believing that they will be in position to make policies to drive the economic system of that nation into a positive direction that can make each and everyone have a prosperous life and a good standard of living with a fat paid salary. But when reverse becomes the case, what would the people do? The scripture says, when the foundation is destroyed, what will the righteous do? So the king of Israel have to ask the lady who asked him the question. And he now in turn asked the lady a question again. You look at it again. He said, as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried to him, help me, my lord the king. Why? This king, for example, like what we have today as a government, of course, government should be able to give a so-called to his citizens. That's what we have here. So the king was in position to be able to remedy the problem of his citizens. But the king himself was also looking for a shelter. The king himself was also looking for clothing. The king himself was also looking for food. So the king had not been able to help himself, talk less of helping another person Why? Because the level of famine that was in the land was intense. Like what we are having in our nation today. But what I've come to tell us again today is that we should try as much as possible to take our eyes away from the government of the day, from the system of the world, and put our eyes on the Lord. Why? Because God is our only source of help. Ebenezer is our stone of help. He is our source of help. He is our only help. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. He is our only source of help. Now you look at that verse 27. It said, the king replied, if the Lord does not help you, where can I get help for you? That the king even have come to realize that there is nothing he himself could do. Hallelujah. Because he too himself was looking for a place where he can save his soul. He can rescue himself. He can get raiment for his own self. So when the government of the day is failing, where do we look up to? Where does our trust lies? Where do we anchor our faith? Where do we anchor our faith? When the government has failed the citizen in providing bread, water, and shelter for them, where would the help of the people come from? Now this takes us to Daniel chapter 11. Of course, a very popular scripture. Now I would like to read that from Living Bible, right? Daniel chapter 11. Now we're going to look at verse 32. Hallelujah. I believe you are being blessed tonight. Praise God. Daniel 11:32. Let's see what the Lord said there. He said, he will flatter those who hate the things of God and win them over to his side. Now, this is the part I'm looking at. Not the first part, but the second part. But they will be in constant danger. Oh, sorry. I'm reading verse 33. It's a mistake there. Let me start again, verse 32. Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. It said, but the people who know their God shall be strong and do great things. King James will say, do great exploit. Do great things. That in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of turbulence, in the midst of hardship, in the midst of evil, in the midst of cruelty, in the midst of hatred, in the midst of wickedness, but they will still be great and do mighty things. That is, if only, you see, let me read that from King James, right? Praise God. I want to read that from King James Bible. I'll read from the old King James Bible. Let me read from the old King James Bible. Right, Daniel 11:32. But the people, but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. That is, in these last days. That is, no matter how tough the system is, they will still be strong and carry out great exploits. Of course, we are seeing that around today. But how are we going to carry out those great exploits if our hope and trust and faith is in the system of the world, is in the government? Now let's look at Psalms. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now look at Psalm. Psalm 121 is a very popular scripture that we'll read. And I'll be reading this scripture again and again every day of my life. Look at Psalm. Many of us quote this scripture without having understanding of what lies behind the pages of the scripture. It says, shall I look? I'm reading from the Living Bible because I like the expression there in the Living Bible. Psalm 121. Shall I look to the mountain gods for help? No, my help is from Jehovah, who made the mountains and the heavens too. He will never let me stumble, slip, or fall. For he is always watching, never sleeping. Jehovah himself is caring for you. He is your defender. Verse 6, he protects you day and night. Verse 7, he keeps you from all evil and preserves your soul. He keeps his eyes upon you as you come and go, and always guards you. You see, that is if your eyes is on him. If your eyes is on the Lord. That's why the title of the message in the beginning, we said, God, our only source of help. I myself personally struggle with this every day, trying to put my faith and complete trust in God in the midst of all the things that are happening around me. And I will tell you the truth, every time I place my trust, I have faith and full confidence in him always, God always helped me. And he has been helping me. But the problem we have is that the little material things that we have, the little amount of money we have, the little influence we have a way of drawing our attention away from God and focusing our attention into the system of the world. A lot of distractions today, a lot of wrong confections today. At times, when I hear believers talk, I marvel. I begin to think, are you sure you are a believer? Are you sure you are a born again child of God? Then, if you are, why is your thought like this? Why do you think this way? Why is your thought is not in alignment with what the Word of God says? The truth of the matter is that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. It's a statement of fact in that it also affects our economic system as individuals. What am I trying to say? When God said we are in this world, but we are not of this world, it's not only related to sin alone. It's also related to how we live our life here on earth when it comes to our means of livelihood. That is to say, our food, our clothing, our shelter will be heavily provided while we are on earth. Why we are here, not outside this place. You know, we have often interpreted that scripture to only want to talk about sin, you know, want to talk about unrighteousness and all. But that scripture also connotes The Father, your economic success, your daily bread comes from heaven. I believe Matthew chapter 6 had a better explanation to that. When he was teaching his disciples, Jesus Christ teaching his disciples to pray in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9 to 12 or so. He taught them this thing. What was he teaching them? Absolute trust in God. Of course, there will be difficulties, there will be challenges. Dread, the devil trying to present you with a lot of things. Do all he can to make sure that your attention is taken away from God, like what he's already doing to believers now, so that their attention will be shifted away from the things of God, and their attention will be to focus on the things of this world. And in so doing, they start to do things they shouldn't have originally do as believers. And that is what we have today in the world, and we have today in the society. Praise God. That is what we have. That is what we have. That is what we are going through today. But thank God that the word of God is still true. Because the scripture told us in John chapter 10 verse 35 that the scripture cannot be broken. The scripture cannot be broken. The word of God is forever established, and there's nothing that can change the word of God. Our only source of help is from God alone. Every day is becoming clearer and clearer, more obvious and obvious that the government of the day, the system of the day, the money that we have today is failing. How much can our money get for us today in the market? The prices of goods and services are jumping from one end to another end. In such an economic system, you need God to survive. Only God can sustain you. Only God can save you. Outside him, no. Can save. But him alone. Now look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. We often quote this scripture. But we are yet to understand in depth what this scripture is talking about. Matthew 5, verse 7. Let him have all your worries. I'm reading from the Living Bible. Let him have all your worries and cares. For he's always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Let him have all your worries and cares. For he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. At the end of this message, we are going to pray, Father, any form of distraction that want to take our eyes away from trusting in you. That eyes that I'm talking about is not just, it's not your physical eyes. I'm talking about your heart. That's the eyes that want to take away my eyes, my spiritual eyes, that is my heart, away from trusting in you, from believing in you. Let it be pushed away. Let it be taken away. Why? Because without you, I can't survive. We have tried this many times, believing that we can help ourselves. But the more we get into trouble, believing that what we have can help us. Oh, Father, Just lift up your voice wherever you are now. Lift up your voice and pray. And begin to declare, Father, my heart will trust on you alone. I will anchor my faith on you alone, Father. I will believe you alone. No matter what is happening around me, I refuse to agree with the circumstances I'm passing through, with the challenges that is before me. I agree to focus on you alone. I agree to stay with you alone, to trust you alone. No matter the problems that I've been through, I'm going through right now, the challenges I'm having. Teach me, Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. Impress this into my heart. Burn this into my heart until it becomes a reality, so that I will lose trust that I have placed in this world, and that my trust will not be in you alone as my only source of help. Why? Because the king said, where can I get help for you? Where can I provide food for you? Where can I get clothing and shelter for you if God don't give you these things? That's why I don't run the way the people of the world is running and chasing the things of this world. I don't. A friend of mine spoke with me sometime last week or so. He said, I believe it's time we have to start to think to get married. I said, of course, we have to. And he said, concerning me and what asking me, I know that you want to have a car, you want to build a house, and have those luxuries before you get married. No, I said, no. No. That is not necessarily my yardstick or determinant for getting married in life. I told him that cars, houses will not be a criteria for getting married or not getting married in life. That was why I told him. Why? The more we run after these things, the more they run away from us. But the more we focus on God with patience, the more these things come to pass. Beloved, let us anchor our faith on Him alone. And I believe that He will help us to do so. You meditate upon these scriptures I've given to you tonight. Think about them, ponder upon them. Of course, one of the ways the Lord will begin to help you to take your mind away from the things, the trust that you have in the system of the world, is to first of all give your time to study and meditation of His word. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, Psalm chapter 1 verse 1 to 6. You have to give yourself wholly to the word of God. Of course, we have to pray. We have to thank God for the little and the abundance we are going to have. And as we do so, the Lord God will supply all our needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19 says, and He will strengthen us with the necessary strength required to go through life successfully. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord will help us, because He has promised never to leave us or forsake us. I read our scriptures again and again, again and again. Joshua chapter 1, And also in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, I've read that again. This week, let us go with the mentality of having our faith anchored on God alone, as our only source of help in this tough economic system, in this tough political arena. Let's believe God that it will come to pass what He has said that He would do with our lives. He has never failed, and He won't start failing now. Hallelujah. Lift up your voice. Appreciate God tonight. And say to Him, Father, tonight I recognize You as my only source of help, and my heart will continue to mount up towards You daily. Whether I have or have nothing, my trust will be on You alone. In the morning, the afternoon, the evening, every day of my life, I will take my bearing from You every day of my life. In the name of Jesus. I refuse to faint. While the people of the world is fainting, while they are confessing negatively, I refuse to go their way. I refuse to talk their way. I refuse to declare their way. I refuse to mourn. I refuse to sorrow as them. But for me, I believe in You, that You are bringing all I need to pass, because You loved me, because You cared for me, because You are my Father, and I'm Your son, I'm Your daughter, and I'm casting all my cares on You, because I know You care for me. I'm casting all my cares on You, because I know You cares for me. My government, the government of my country, the one I voted, cannot help me now. But You can help me, because You set up kings and dethrone kings. You set up governments and dethrone governments. Why? The heart of a king is in Your hand. Therefore, Lord, You will prosper me in no small way. You will prosper me even in the midst of this economic turbulence, in the midst of this economic hell, in the midst of this economic fire, in the midst of this economic turmoil, in the midst of this economic downturn, in the midst of lack and scarcity that the world is facing. But You bring my resources from afar. You bring my resources from unlikely quarter, and from above You will bless me endlessly. And You open the heaven above me, because You loved me and You've called me Your own. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Because all my burdens are taken away. Christ has taken all my burdens away. And I pray, Lord, help me to trust You daily. Help me to trust You daily. Help me to trust You daily. Let Psalm 42, 1 and 2 become a reality in my life, in my heart, in my soul. Let Psalm 63, verse 1 and 2 also become a reality in my life every day. My Lord and my God. Let me become obsessed of You every day. Help me to become obsessed of You every day. Help me to become obsessed of You. And let Your love grow deep and deep in my heart. Help me not to believe that the economy that is swallowing them now will swallow me and my entire household. No, but in it, You will bring abundance. Help me to seek You in the place of study. Help me to pray faithfully. And help me to thank You faithfully. For if You don't help me, as the King of Israel said, to that woman. Where can I get help for you if the Lord does not help you? And Elisha said in the same scripture that the one who is with us is more than the one who is with them. And he went further to say, Father, open, Lord God, open the eyes. Open his eyes that he may see. Father, open my eyes that I may see. That they that be with us are more than they that be with the economic system of my nation. Open my eyes that I may see that they that be with us, those who are with us, are more than they that are with those who believe that the system of this world, the economic system of this world, the finances of this world, the resources of this world, the precious stones, the valuables of this world belongs to them. Open our eyes, open our eyes, open our eyes. As you open the eyes of the servant of Elisha, do the same for us. So that as we see, we lose focus of what our physical eyes have been seeing and begin and take a focus on what our spiritual eyes can see. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise because our eyes is open spiritually, physically, and our tongue is changed from negative confession to right confession. Till I come your way again next time, the Lord God bless you. May his cause his face to shine upon you, cause his countenance to shine on you, and cause you to be gracious, help you to be successful in all your endeavor. As you go this week, be blessed abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God bless you. I remain your brother, Samson. Thank you, thank you. Make sure that this message does not die in your hand, but make sure you publish it everywhere. God bless you. Word without end. Thank you, Lord Jesus.